After a long battle in Concord, the state's business tax rates are now set to drop starting next year, the first such cuts in more than a decade. But as NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, the question of whether these cuts will succeed in luring new businesses to New Hampshire doesn't yet have a clear answer.
Think of Michael Bergeron as New Hampshire's top salesman. He works for the New Hampshire Department of Resources and Economic Development, where it's his job to persuade businesses to pick up and move to the state. In the nearly two decades he's tried to lure companies across the border, he's not come across a single one that avoided New Hampshire for its business taxes alone. CEOs consider a broad range of costs in deciding where to move, Bergeron said.
Cost of occupancy includes taxes, it includes labor, it includes the energy costs, and it includes overhead expenses such as workers' compensation and unemployment insurance.
Of that list, just one item dominated the recent State House budget debate, business taxes. 2 weeks ago, the governor and Republican leaders finally agreed to lower the rates of New Hampshire's main corporate taxes as part of a budget compromise deal. The tax cuts were at the heart of a three-month budget stalemate, with Republicans saying they would improve New Hampshire's business climate and Democrats claiming they would lead to future deficits. Hassan and GOP lawmakers eventually agreed on a two-step approach. The first round of cuts in January, and as long as state revenues don't decline in the interim, further cuts will come 2 years later. But while the debate over the cuts themselves has been put to rest, predicting their impact is far from settled on individual businesses, state tax revenues, and the overall economy. Bill Ardinger, a tax attorney in Concord, says corporate tax cuts are an investment worth making.
By doing that, they're sending the message to businesses, we are open for business, we would like you to locate in the state, and we are very conscious and aware that we have to remain competitive.
Others, including Jeff McLynch of the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute, worry that lowering business tax receipts may cause state services to suffer.
They will significantly reduce state revenues in the future and really impair the state's ability to invest in the sorts of public services that are critical to our shared economic prosperity, things like quality public education, safe roads and bridges, and strong communities.
New Hampshire is not the only state having this debate. In fact, there's an entire industry devoted to teasing out the relationship between taxes and economic development. Every year, Site Selection, a global magazine that focuses on corporate real estate and economic development, surveys businesses across the country on what matters most when selecting where to locate. According to managing editor Adam Bruns, last year transportation, infrastructure, and a skilled workforce were the highest priorities, and well down on that list?
Tax scheme was number six in that particular survey.
Yet lowering corporate taxes has still been a priority for many states over the past couple years. But Mandy Rafool, a tax expert for the National Conference of State Legislatures, says New Hampshire is unusual for the degree to which it relies on business taxes to pay the bills. In New Hampshire, business taxes make up nearly a quarter of total state revenue, more than double the next highest state.
Where other states can cut the rate, you know, by a percent or two without feeling a lot of impact, I don't know that that would be the case in New Hampshire. I think it'll affect the bottom line more.
And with each state's unique tax structures, comparing what works in one state to another, Rafool says, is nearly impossible. According to the state's Department of Revenue Administration, a majority of New Hampshire businesses don't even pay the state's corporate taxes, which includes the business profit tax and the business enterprise tax. And most corporate tax revenue comes from only 1% of businesses. Therefore, many state businesses may not see much of a tax break when the rate cuts take effect. In addition, since businesses can write off state corporate taxes from their federal tax bill, many will end up paying slightly more in taxes to the federal government, offsetting any state benefit. Jeff Baker is the CEO of Image 4, a marketing company out of Manchester. Baker says he talks to a handful of business owners around the state a week, and among those he speaks with, increasing tax incentives is a more appealing policy approach than tax cuts. Specifically, the research and development credit, which gives a tax break to companies that invest in innovative research.
That really kind of fuels this intent to better the business as well, you know, better our product line, better our fabrication method. It's really supporting both a mentality and an ethic here of continuous improvement, as opposed to a percentage tax cut, which, you know, yeah, it's great, but it's not an incentive.
So if economists and tax experts generally agree that corporate taxes aren't the only factor driving business decisions, then is it even possible to know what impact the cuts will have on New Hampshire's economy? Even advocates for the tax cuts, like Ardinger, say the answer's likely to be murky.
So you can't really conclude 5 years from now that, you know, a particular change, like a tax change, is the reason why we added, you know, 220 jobs or 2,500 jobs. It doesn't usually work that way. So it's going to be hard, honestly, to evaluate this.
Which means we can probably expect another debate on this issue sometime in the near future. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.